Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second edition of the PLD Shop Talk. This podcast is an initiative of the Portuguese Language Division of the American Translators Association. I am Erica Lessa, and I hope you stay tuned and enjoy. In this episode, Edna de Taranto talks about how our division came to life back in 1990. In our opinion, the best way of paying tribute to our division's 25th anniversary is knowing about its beginning. This podcast was recorded during the 56th ATA in Miami, so I apologize for the background noise. Without further ado, Edna de Taranto.
How did you start?
Okay. Right now I'm doing what I've been doing for the past 20 years, that's translation. Mm-hmm. And this year I start doing simultaneous interpretation as a paid, because I've been doing for pro bono for over 7 years now. Mm-hmm. But now I'm getting to the interpretation market as well.
Oh, that's nice.
And I started back, I won, you know, like I said before, one of the few people that did go to school for translation and interpretation. Mm-hmm. And I graduated in translation interpretation from Ibero-Americana, São Paulo, in 1980. And I came here in 81 and never went back. Mm-hmm. To Brazil, and I came and then I got a job at the Unibanco, because I used to work at Unibanco Brazil. Mm-hmm. And one day my manager...
So let me just try to see if I got it right. So you graduated in translation?
Translation and interpretation.
And then you came to the States to work for the bank?
No, I came to the United States to study, to learn, you know.
Okay.
To learn how to speak English, because, okay, you know, we don't learn that in Brazil. But I got lucky, because I work in the international department of Unibanco, and they had an agency in New York. So after 3 months, I was either going back to Brazil or try to get a job here. So I wrote to my boss, and he said, you know, go ahead, everything's arranged, you have a job in New York. Mm-hmm. So, because I was in Chicago first, I went to Chicago. Okay. So I got this job at the bank. I worked there for 2 years and 3 months. And they start with the computers. Mm-hmm. They start setting up computers. And my boss got me a huge Osborne.
Osborne is a brand.
Osborne was one of the first carry-on computers.
Okay.
That you could take with you. That was
portable.
Huge.
Portable. Supposedly to be
portable, yes. But it was like 20 pounds. So they taught me how to use the computer. And the first word processing was WordStar.
Okay.
And so I learned how to work with the computer. And then I had my boss, the manager, ask me if I would like to do this translation for this professor of his. He was Brazilian, and he worked a professor at Columbia University. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book, and he wanted to translate it to Portuguese. So they should, and he's going to pay you. I said, wow, great. And you can use the computer. I said, wow. Mm-hmm. So that was my very first paid translation assignment.
And then you fell in love?
Then
you study, it's not the same thing
So after that, you know, I got married, I got pregnant, so I knew that I wasn't going to go back to work. So I started sending resumes to translation agencies. So I looked at the yellow pages and I saw translation agencies. And one of them had a member of ATA. Mm-hmm. I said, what the heck is ATA?
Oh, but I'm really surprised that at the time they started to advertise, you know, translation agencies. That's
yeah,
pretty
it was
impressive.
At the yellow page.
I know. It's about the phone book and stuff. But even then, it's a good thing for me.
And so I said, well, I'm going to call this agency. I'm going to ask them, what is ATA? So that's what I did. You know, I called, and they said, oh, ATA is the American Translators Association. And she gave them the phone number. And this was, I already had my son. He was born in March. Mm-hmm. And I was 84.
Okay.
And so when I called, it was like end of the year. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, we just had the conference here in New York. I said, oh, I missed the conference. And I said, okay, so I signed up, I became a member, and then they told me that there was a chapter of the ATA in New York. Mm-hmm. So I got in contact with them, and I went to a few meetings that they had.
That's the chapter is, just for those who don't know, the chapter is?
Is like, because the ATA is national, mm-hmm. so the chapters are locals for the states or the...
So they're like small representations of the big associations.
Yes, exactly.
In the
it's a local, yeah, it's the local. And that's where I met Mario Ferreira there. And they had a conference and he was presenting and we became friends. And then, you know, he was really nice. And I started doing translation, and I only had my two volumes of the Barça. Do you know Barça?
Oh, yeah, the encyclopedia, yeah.
And that my mother brought me, yeah, my mother brought for me from Brazil. I had it there.
So and you said it as a source of knowledge for your next and your future translation.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I would, when I had a job, like I had a question, I would call him because he was nice. So, no, I can help. And he did help me a lot. And then, you know, I said, well, it would be so nice if you had help with other translators, because of course there's more than just Mario, there's other ones.
But at the time, you weren't involved in the board or anything?
No, nothing,
else at the,
nothing,
at the
no,
ATA.
No,
you, just, yeah. you were just a member.
Just a member.
Okay.
And then, you know, then I had a problem because I did a job for this lady, the head of an agency, and she was an ATA president, and she didn't pay. And then, yeah, and then when I asked her, she said because the translation wasn't good, she had to do it all over again. I said, well, can you tell me what was wrong? So I learned. And she sent me a few pages of edited translation, like just a few pages. And I did it in the electrical typewriter because, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't have a computer.
But it was modern.
Huh?
It was modern, right? An electric
Yeah, computer. Yeah, it was modern thing. It was the only thing. And I said, so I was kind of frustrated because, you know, I said, well, maybe I should learn more because I'm not that good. And but because I send resumes to a lot of people, I didn't send resumes, I sent a card. I started getting calls. And I said, well, I'm going to do it. And then I did the ATA exam, and I passed. So, well, I can't be that bad, you know, I passed the exam, so, you know, I'm not that bad. And I kept doing it, and then I had my second son. And I was, you know, okay, I have a job today, another one a month from today, so it wasn't that much. It was, mm-hmm. you know. But then, after a while, I was getting a little more jobs, and I said, I have to get involved. And in 87, Anthony was a little over a year old. I said, I'm going to go to a meeting in New York for the chapter. And I did. I did go to the meeting, and the people were very nice. And, you know, they received me very well. And then I went to another meeting. And then I decided, then I thought, well, you know, maybe we can do some. Then I started helping them with the newsletter, because at that time I bought a computer in Osborne. So I had a computer, I had a printer, and the way that they did the newsletter, they were cutting and paste.
You're super early adopter.
Yeah. Cutting and paste paper, not text.
The printer,
like, you know,
that's what they
used to do. So there was all different things. So I said, I can help him because I have a computer, I can have a printer, so maybe I can type everything.
Uh-huh.
So I was... became a helper of the editor, then I became the editor the next
Which
year.
Which year was that again?
87.
87.
And then I, you know, talking to Mario, and I said, maybe we can get a group together of, you know, Portuguese translators. He said, well, you know, there's a very, very good translator. His name is Clifford Landers. Why don't you give him a call? So I call him.
Was there any group, the ATA at the time? You just had this broad number of members,
yeah.
and that's it.
But this was at the chapter level.
Oh, okay.
At the chapter level in New York, because
okay.
we had to be local.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I talked to Clifford, he gave me some other names, so I contacted all these people, and in June or July of 87, we had our first meeting. Well, I'm going to find a picture.
Had you been to an ATA conference by 87?
No.
Okay.
And so we had this meeting, and I have those pictures that I have. They have all the people that were at the meeting, the co-founders were there, with the exception of two, because they only went once, so I never saw them again. So we had that meeting there, and then after that, we had meetings at my house most of the times. And that's how the Portuguese group started as an interest group, mm-hmm. special interest group.
Also, it's still at the regional level.
Original, yeah, the local level.
And that's why it was called a group,
yeah.
Not a division.
No, it wasn't a division. So then, you know, it came, 87, the conference came, I said, you know, my two kids were little, and there was nothing for Portuguese, not one thing for Portuguese. Mario Ferreira sometimes would do something with Italian. But I said, gee, there's nothing for Portuguese, right? There's no interest for me to go. And then I said, well, maybe we can do something. So I talked to the people, and they got the idea. And we decided to do this first conference mm-hmm. with the Portuguese. So we had about...
So you sent a proposal... To them,
yeah, we talk about it, and then we agreed out. You know, people like Clifford Landers was gonna do, Mario Ferreira, Susana Grice, Jim Longland. Mm-hmm. I think there was four or five, and we sent to the ATA, and they approved. So there was our first Portuguese presentation of the ATA. That was in 87, mm-hmm. 88. And then from that day on, I haven't missed one conference. I have been coming to every conference, 28.
Really? Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I don't remember seeing you last year.
No, I was here. Yeah.
You went to Chicago.
I never miss it.
Too bad. I wish I could have met you before.
Yeah.
Right. So you actually talked about how you created the PLG.
Yeah.
And you talked a lot about the challenges you had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you... became a division. So now we are officially the Portuguese language division of the American Translators Association.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the most difficult thing? I mean, you can name like three things if you can recall.
To start the division, or me?
I don't know. You tell me. To start the division, or to make it happen, or to get people engaged.
Actually, there was no problem at all. There was no. Like, when I came in 88, when I sat at the meetings that they have in the Thursday morning, John Bukasek, he was the administrator of the Japanese division, which was the first language division.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about his division, and then it wasn't out of the blue. He said, well, you know, I am so happy that we have the Portuguese language group here, and they have presentations. And he didn't know me, I didn't know him. And I would like to suggest to the Portuguese group that they become a division. We need more divisions. And I'll give all the support that I can for the Portuguese language group to become a division. They should be a division. So I was like, wow. You know.
Do you remember how many members did the PLD used to have?
Well, we needed like a team nation. We needed like to have 30.
Okay.
So after that, I went to talk to John. I said, oh, I'm adding them for the Portuguese group. He said, I'll give you all the information. You need 30 members. And if you don't find a 30, I help you.
Okay.
So I was able to get 30 members, and we signed a petition, you know, a request,
uh-huh.
and there was no problem at all. I never encountered any problem at all. Everybody was willing to help.
Mm-hmm. Not during the first 5 years in which you were, you know, the administrator.
No, everybody was eager to help.
Oh, that's good.
There was never any problem, never any problem at all, so...
That's sweet. Would you do anything different from the beginning? had to do it again today.
I think I'll do the same thing.
Well, that's
worked,
the best feeling,
you know?
Right?
We worked, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you think this
Yeah,
way.
You know, people, like, I had the meetings at my house, and it was fun, and we got a lot of ideas together, and it was a nice, and more people joined, and it was just people with more ideas. And, you know, there was a time that I said, I don't know if I have anything else to offer. And then that's when Lourdes came around, and she was very interested.
Lourdes Norton.
Norton, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
And then that's when you started having an assistant administrator.
No, I didn't.
She just came.
If I recall, Donna was... When we became a division, Donna was the treasurer, and Susanna Grice was the secretary. But I don't think I didn't have an assistant, no. Mm-hmm. But then when Lourdes came, then we established, like, to have two people, and the treasurer and the secretary.
Okay.
And then, you know, she took over, Helen Clarissa did a great job, and then, you know, I'm just happy that it didn't die. You know, because sometimes people get all, you know, enthusiastic, all excited, and then it dies down. But it didn't, you know, and every year it grew and grew, and then Lourdes had the idea of the mid-year because we wanted to get out of the cold weather. And she had the idea of the Mario Ferreira Award, so it's just, it flourished, like, so much, and I'm just proud of the administration, and proud of the division, and we were pioneers in a lot of things, so, you know, how can I complain? It's beautiful, you know.
That's lovely.
25 years.
Yeah, I think that's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
When you feel like, okay, I wouldn't do it differently.
No,
it is just fine.
You work great. And, you know, people were helped. I was helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I helped a lot of people. A lot of people got a lot of help throughout the years. So
that's lovely. And what do you expect from now on? What do you want from PLD? Or just, like, it's like, you know, I'm not a child, as you said during our a meeting this afternoon,
yeah.
And where do you want this little child of yours to get to? Kind of achievements?
Yeah, you know, you guys are doing a great job. You know, Teresa, four-time, you know, administrator, she really loves it, and you can see that in her eyes and everything. You know, that kind
she
of
has
love,
the excitement,
yeah.
Right?
That's what keeps us going. You know, so just keep doing what you guys are doing, and it's just working perfectly, you know.
All right, Edna. First of all, I'd like to thank you for having the idea of trying to, you know, put us together 25 years ago. And next, I'd like to thank you for, you know, spending some time with us and talking. And thank you again.
You're welcome. Just I was going to add in the beginning, if you can add somehow. The idea was to get together because I need help.
Oh, the idea of the meetings for the PLD,
for the group.
The Portuguese
it's because,
language,
you know,
group.
I only had two dictionaries, and there were some things that wasn't there.
And there was no internet at the time. It's important to highlight.
Oh, my God, internet. No, there was no computer. So. So the idea was to be able to call, like, Mario or Clifford or Marisa and say, how do you translate this?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that was the idea. And it grew from there.
Okay.
It grew from there,
so. It all started from a
need,
and
yes.
Then it became something so.
It became something
we,
so
yeah,
huge.
We share with others.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks
again.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time.